Hello, everyone. This is Rina House. I am from Nicaragua, and I'm going to tell you what do I do to celebrate the month of December. December, it's my favorite month of the year because it has my favorite holiday, which is Christmas. I love to cook, and that's the perfect month to take the chance to share my skills with my loved ones, with my family, with my daughter especially. I love to bake cookies and also set up a Christmas tree. I also love to handcrafts, so I do the Christmas decorations of my house. And I also like it because usually in my country, the weather is really hot. But in December, we have the chance to taste a little bit of the cold weather. So it's a combination of the weather, the food, and the lights, and the Christmas decorations, and the excitement about the, like, having Christmas gifts and exchange of gifts with your family, with your friends. So everything is so, like, happy and in a happy mood. So I really love December, and that's what I usually do on December. I am going to read the story. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit him, the landing room. She knew she couldn't have coughed the pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands, but she could pick up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. "This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up off the ground. We'll have a cottage set up in the guest house for you." Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled of wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he is my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time. And he's doing us a great service by helping us out in the summer. "Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe." Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his cold, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.